AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Democratic National Convention gets underway starting today in Chicago. President Biden will speak tonight. Vice President Kamala Harris will accept the party's nomination for president on Thursday. Tonight, campaign co-chair Cedric Richmond says President Biden will highlight his accomplishments.
He'll go down the list, and I think you will see a very proud president that throughout his entire career has always made sure that he was thinking about the people.
There are protesters outside the convention site in Chicago trying to call attention to issues such as economic injustice, reproductive rights, and the war in Gaza. House Republicans released their initial impeachment inquiry report involving the president. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The nearly 300-page report alleges abuse of power and obstruction of justice in financial dealings by son Hunter Biden and family associates, but it does not allege any criminal wrongdoing by the president himself. And with him no longer running for re-election, the next steps are highly uncertain. Much of the House GOP does not support trying to impeach the president, with many Republicans preferring to focus on Kamala Harris. The White House dismisses the nearly year-long inquiry as a stunt. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Phil Donahue has died. For almost 30 years, Donahue's talk show set the standard for daytime TV. Phil Donahue tried to bring his show back on MSNBC in 2002.
MTV, I'm not. We're going to find out if it matters. It's not a double-blind study, but I certainly have met a lot of young people over the past several months. They were in the house when their mothers were watching the Donahue show. So I'm not an unfamiliar face to younger folk. But it is certainly true, when you think Phil Donahue, you don't think hip-hop.
Phil Donahue was 88. This is AP News. Hundreds of doctors protested near India's health ministry after a colleague was raped and killed outside a state-run hospital.
Chanting outside the ministry, Indian doctors demanded justice for their colleague who was raped and murdered at work. The protesting doctors were stopped by police as they tried to set up free outpatient services outside the ministry in New Delhi. Doctors and medics across India have held protests, candlelight marches, and temporarily refused care for non-emergency patients after a trainee doctor was killed in the eastern city of Kolkata. The doctors say the assault highlights the vulnerability of healthcare workers and hospitals and medical campuses across India. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Japanese owner of 7-Eleven convenience stores and other retail chains has received a buyout offer from Canada's alimentation Couche-Tard. Their company brands include Circle K and On the Run. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.